Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Code 3 Paranormal Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
And today, Troy is going to take us down an adventure that we've all been kind of, been able to hear with the media and all that. So
get it, Troy. Get it.
I got it. Oh, welcome, everybody. Obviously.
I already did that.
I know. I can welcome too and say it. Welcome.
No.
But we're going to talk about.
Well, I'm going to welcome everyone too then.
And I'm going to welcome everyone.
There we go.
I mean, I don't like have a sex phone operator voice like Adam does, man.
Hey. Welcome back to the Code 3 Paranormal Podcast. Yeah,
welcome back.
I'm going to blow your bread.
Buddy.
I knew I'd get you.
Oh, God. The balloons. We're going to talk about the balloons.
All right.
And
so anyways, balloons and all the weird shit that's been going on.
Right. So go ahead.
I did see like a video last night. It was pretty funny where a guy holding a balloon that says, I am not, he has like a shirt on that says, I am not a spy. And the white balloon says, I am not a spy balloon. And he was over there by China. And he's like, do you know where the U.S. Embassy is? This is a weather balloon. I'm just checking the weather over here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, there you go. All right. Well, show's over. We talked about it. So
thanks for tagging along.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you next time.
God, you sound just like Troy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's learning. Yeah. I mean, so. Obviously, we've had several things shot over the U.S., shot down over the U.S. and Canada and Alaska, and people are saying it's UFOs. Some are saying it's satellites. Some are saying it's a 12-year-old's fucking school project. So I don't know if you guys have seen that one, but it is believed that the first one was actually a kid's project for school.
Is that the one that they shot down over like Myrtle Beach or something?
Yes. So it's possibly was a kid's school
that
project.
Poor kid.
Man,
he's now, like, he failed so his project, hard. Right?
Yeah, what if his project was to get shot down by the government and start a war? A plus.
All right.
So,
or his project was, hey, let's put this balloon up and see if we can have some paranormal fuckers sit around and talk about it.
A plus again.
Plus.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, like, okay,
here we are. You're welcome.
Extra credit.
Mm-hmm.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Do you think some of these are UFOs or is it all just satellites and China trying to spy on us?
Dude, I don't know, because some of the shit that I've seen, like, yeah, you know, there was like the weather balloon, the typical normal, you know, Fox News weather balloon that was shot down. But then, like, I mean, you start getting the videos from social media where you see, you know, lights moving in the sky, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Right.
So I don't know.
For me, it's like, ooh, that firework is broken.
Right.
It's just
right.
staying there.
It's like, wait a minute. Is it supposed to do? Those are new.
Right. How do you stay there for so long?
Amber, what are you thinking on
those balloons?
They're
supposed to explode.
Right.
Do you think four? Yeah, welcome, Amber. There's been four shot down. Okay, now the belief is the second one was a UFO because they kind of shut up about it, and it was actually aired from the Air Force that they were essentially engaged in a battle with a fucking.
And there goes Troy.
Troy's gone.
Yeah, you froze up again.
Oh, there he is. Now he's back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Could you hear me though?
No.
No.
You were just like.
Oh, God.
Couldn't hear a word you were saying.
Sweet. Yeah. The loveliness.
It's just you.
It's loveliness Cricket of mobile. Living out in the fucking boonies.
I mean, I can hear Adam and Michelle. I could not hear a thing you were saying.
Yeah. It's just him. It's always just him.
Yeah.
He's on that Boost Mobile plan.
Right?
Cricket. Get it right. It's Cricket. He lives on the boondocks and he has Cricket.
Track phone.
That I hate about living out here.
He's got the LGE track phone.
So you
forgot to pay the bill.
Right.
Hey. I pay the bills.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I'm on my phone and the phone is working just fine.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it's just Troy.
Yeah. Sorry.
Troy's a little
I wouldn't work for Troy either, so it's whatever.
Right. So they believe the second one was actually a UFO. The government started shutting it down, wouldn't show what it was, and the Air Force had announced that they were kind of like in a battle with it. So did I freeze up again?
Yeah. You're blowing his kisses. You're like,
oh my God.
Is the audio working though?
Your audio is working, fine. But when you freeze, we can't hear anything.
Yeah.
So after we get done with this, as soon as you go back and watch it, you'd be like, I was blowing everybody kisses.
Yeah. That's fine because you guys will see it too, because you guys are all freezing left and right. So your audio is working. Yeah.
Oh.
All of you. So the recording will show all you guys frozen too.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. Nice. Majority rules. We'll see.
Yeah, you'll see. Yeah. Okay. You've been Adam's been
freezing. Oh, that's true, because I allowed you to read. Yep.
Yep.
So you'll your machine's gonna be
seeing it all.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the second one. They're thinking that one was a UFO. I think after that second one, all of a sudden, like, there's balloons that are being shot down everywhere. And I told Adam in the car the other day, I said, I think they're just trying to distract us from whatever the fuck is really going on.
Biden is what is fucking going on. That's a fucking nightmare. Dude. Guy's a fucking, it doesn't matter what side of the coin you're on, that guy's a fucking nightmare. It took him how long to shoot that balloon down?
Adam and Biden,
they're like,
they're besties.
It's because Adam tripped Biden. They became best friends.
They did.
Day,
so. They became best friends. He was literally like 5 feet from him.
They
like
were holding hands. I saw pictures of it.
Might as well have been.
Adam's his dick, the one that put
the balloons up in the air because he didn't want everybody to see the pictures that were all over the internet of them holding hands.
Right. We'll post
it. I mean,
how does it feel to be close to someone?
We're not going to even
get too deep down that rabbit hole. Yeah. But I mean, the fact that it went over the U.S. for so long and didn't get shot down, the first one, obviously raised a lot of questions. One was it shown on radar? Was radar picking this up as it was going the whole time? I know at some point it was, but
I mean, it has to. It has to. How can something go that far, that long,
right,
and not be noticed?
Right. Exactly. So, obviously, the first one was a balloon.
Troy was frozen. He was like,
as long as the audio is working.
We got it. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. Don't worry about the frozen face. I don't care about the face. We're not going to be able to fix that.
No one cares about
shit internet.
Yeah, nobody can fix his face ever.
Yeah. We got shit internet. But so the first one's absolutely a balloon, whether it was spy or whatever. But the second one, that's the question that's been raised and how they've been hiding it and everything like that. So what I wanted to bring up about that is, let me put it so I can read it. Paul Benowitz. So,
Paul.
Oh, Paul, man. Oh, Paul found some good info. And the reason I bring this up is because a lot of people online are talking about an alien invasion. That's why all of a sudden it's happening. People have said it for years. At some point, they're going to come attack us, whether you believe in UFOs or not. It begs a question. I mean, would we go attack another world if we could? Probably. That's just
probably
it's nature of everybody. I mean, violence and having power. So Paul Benowitz worked for the Air Force. He was assigned in New Mexico to Kirtland Air Force Base. And it's one of the largest in America. It's also like they do a bunch of tests on rockets. And I mean, they're deep. They're kind of like the Roswell number two. Really top secret stuff.
Deep,
yeah. Deep projects. Balls deep. So, like we talked before, he worked 24/7. So he actually bought a house right on the base. He was working from it. So he started noticing he's seeing lights in the sky every night. And he's like, whoa, this looks like UFOs. He wasn't really a believer. He's like, it's either us, is what his first thought was, is we're doing some secret, you know, testing on our own planes, which we do all the time. But then he started noticing some weird frequencies coming through. So he actually built his own full setup to intercept these frequencies, and they were called data bursts. And he ended up studying them and finding out they had messages. And one of the messages, or a lot of the messages, were essentially from other planets. And it was, once he was able to decipher it after months and months of working on this, it was that aliens were looking to take over our world. So obviously him working with the Air Force and very close, he goes and tells him this information. So he's feeding them information for like years about this is what they're saying and blah, 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 and finding out their weaknesses by talking about like what they want to do. So they know how to counter. Begin this big ordeal. And he starts working for the government. Now, problem was, is he got too much information getting involved. And so they ended up actually screwing with him afterwards. They get him all this information, but they had to quiet it, of course, what he had, because he was starting to believe in UFOs. He started like telling people. So they started setting him up with fake messages. So they were sending him all these fake messages. They were flying black helicopters with special lights to shut him up. He ended up in a mental institute after all this. Like, they fucked
with him. Of course. I mean, what else would you expect?
Right. Right. And they...
Hey, at least they didn't kill him.
They didn't. He lived till he was 75. Yeah. Well, I mean, he saved the world. Nobody fully knows all the information that was passed on. And you can look up the information. One of them was called Project Aquarius. The other was Project Beta. Those were the two projects that were designed around the information he was providing. And after all that, he was a huge believer. Now, where the data was coming from, they've said from the get-go they were screwing with him to keep him away. So,
well, of course they would say that. I mean,
right.
Let's not put it out there like, oh, shit's real. We're gonna be like, we're just playing.
Right.
Playing. Yeah, don't even worry about it. We're just playing.
Yeah. Because they did in the end actually feed him false leads. So they were able to swing it and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, so, we were doing it the whole time.
Right.
Don't even worry.
But a lot of the messages were an alien invasion. So I mean, what do you guys think on that? Like, you think that's possible? You think that's just, I mean, this guy came out, said it to the media, ends up in a mental institute. Shit was going on.
No, that was a big freeze.
Amber and I are like, sentence.
Like, there was a big moment of quiet. We're all like,
I don't know what you were saying.
I know. So you have to start over. What's your question? Do we think what?
You think that's possible? Or do you think this dude was just hokey, making his own messages? Because that's the belief, too, is he deciphered them. So he may have been already going crazy and started deciphering what he wanted to hear, you know?
But what's the definition of crazy? Like, he was not crazy to himself. He was just fucking brilliant.
I think we know, but we can't talk about it on here.
And he totally could have been. I mean,
aren't we all a little crazy?
True. True.
I mean, Amber, totally you and I are definitely crazy because look what we deal with on a daily.
Just right.
I mean, 100% rock star.
Amber, what do you think? Do you think they would come try to attack us now? And why now?
I mean, why? Like, why wouldn't they do it before if we were taking over their land already? I feel like it's just something. I mean, are you saying like this was before, or are you talking about right now?
Right now, though, in this was in the 80s, 90s.
I feel like right now, what's going on right now is completely trying to divert us from something else. Okay. I feel like this goes along in line with COVID, we got like the swine flu, the bird flu,
Kong flu.
You got Kong flu. You got Hong Kong flu. You got COVID. You got monkeypox.
Yeah, the list is long.
Everything disappears, and then it's like, shit, that didn't work. Now what? Shit, that didn't work. Now what? You know, it's just moving from one thing to another.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know
it's just trying to divert people from one scare tactic to another. And everybody is like, shit, everybody's dying right now from people are figuring out common denominator with, you've had the COVID vaccine and all these heart things are happening. What a coincidence. Oh, shit. Well, no, it's just a freak accident. Whoopsie. Let's divert this and let's start doing something else. Like, I feel like there's a lot of, every time people start thinking and getting a clue and understanding of what's happening,
they try to turn
something major else happens.
But this is a pretty crazy one. Why do you think they would jump from, obviously we went to COVID, we went to all these little things, but now it's like alien invasion. That's a pretty ballsy tactic to, like, because they even said, they're like, we don't know what it was, the second one. We have no idea.
I think maybe it's because if something happens, like some kind of, I don't know, World War III, for instance, if that were to happen, they could be like, oh, it's the aliens. They started this. Right. This is why we're in war.
Right.
You have something to blame it on.
Right. The fucking aliens,
because they
can't
blame the president because they got to have another election coming up. They have to be able, he wants to be able to be president again. He doesn't want to be blamed for anything.
How desperate. I know this, unfortunately, this touches politics because of everything that's going on. But that's, I mean, you're desperate if you were using UFOs and aliens to turn a blind eye, have everybody look the other way. That is a ballsy tactic.
To fit an agenda.
Right? That is a ballsy. So I'm 50-50 on that because I feel like it's really excessive to be like, the aliens, man, that's why we're fucked.
It might not be for politics, but it could be for some other
totally.
It could be for anything, but I feel like it could be a scare tactic for anything.
Look who's running the show. I mean, he's not 100% there, so why not? You know,
he had his pants on backwards the other day. It was fucking hilarious.
Look at the pretty balloon.
Yeah, he walked off the helicopter, his pants backwards.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so bad. It 100% is bad. So I'm 50-50 on whether it's a UFOs all of a sudden magically coming around. But here's another thing I wanted to bring up. There has been many big time names to come out and say that we have obviously reversed engineered many of these crafts that we found. But not that we've used it just for our technology, as in phones and all that jazz, at like Area 51, that we have used it to build our own UFOs that look like UFOs. They're triangular. They're everything like that. And we're testing that as well. So, and here's the thing.
Look at the stealth
fighter.
Fighter.
Yeah.
It's triangular shape.
Yeah. Everyone said that was a UFO for years. You know? Yep. And here's the thing is, you know, as stupid as Biden is, they're not going to tell him what they're testing, what they're doing. So that easily what they shot down as number two could have been a U.S. testing plane. And he didn't know. He gave the orders, but only a handful of people know what it is. Mm-hmm. And we shot down our own fucking thing, which is totally possible.
Does he even know what he's eating for fucking breakfast?
No. No.
Okay.
Anyway, so I
is he even really giving the orders? Because I don't feel like he is. I don't feel like he is very competent enough to even give orders. He can't even read off a piece of paper to give.
But competent or not, he's the president, and he can say and do whatever the hell he wants, and it just happens.
Right.
Unfortunately, but
he has the motorcade, and
I don't know. I think
the airplane, and
I think the whole balloon thing. Like I said, I still think that it's like, hey, look over here when we're doing this over here. But at the same time, it could be China trying to pull some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, because China and North Korea, they're always trying to do something.
And we do it to them. We fly shit over there.
But that's the thing, though, is they're like, ooh, you know, we've never tried a balloon. They'll never think anything of this.
It's a weather balloon.
Right? So, I mean, it's possible. I mean,
yeah, it totally is.
It would be better if they put like Goodyear across the side of it and just let it go. I mean,
the blimp is weird shaped today.
Right. And I mean, I guess I do see the timing too, if they did want to use it, because the Air Force has come out in the recent year and said there's UFOs. They exist. So they may have been like, yeah, we can use it now, you know? But there's a lot of people who say, no, this is the end. Like, this has been coming from other worlds and blah, blah, blah. And
look, it's been an ongoing progression. I mean, like our last episode when, you know, Troy, you were there for the Phoenix Lights.
Yeah.
You know, there was the Phoenix Lights, a huge unidentified flying object going over Phoenix. Massive. And now everybody's like,
right.
What are you talking about?
Right.
You know,
it was
massive. The weather balloon's going to be the same way. What are you talking about? What weather balloon?
Right. So I don't know.
Does it make you wonder, like, the people who record? Like, I have a friend, I think they posted on Facebook. They went to Myrtle Beach. They were on vacation and just happened to be right there when they shot it down. They recorded the whole thing. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, if this is what I think it is, like, somehow that footage is going to be deleted magically.
It's just going to disappear. Or,
you know what I mean? Like, and even the one that I sent to the group text the other day.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, oh my God, like, if that were
somebody
me
and should I play that.
If I posted that, I'd be so scared that they would be coming after me. You know,
Amber,
what I mean?
You want to share your screen and play that? Do you have that?
Do you got that? Pull that up.
Are you talking to me?
It's a cool video. No,
it Amber. Is a cool video.
Oh, Amber. I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
Sorry, young Jamie.
Let me go. Young Jamie. That's right. And yeah, you're absolutely right, because the NSA listens and they're listening to this right now.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah. They've come Cheers. Through. Yeah.
Right? Bottoms up.
Right. Nuggets. They're a bunch of bitches, but they listen and they watch everything you do. Now, technically, that's against the law to do it against American citizens, but they do it. Of course they do.
Of course they do.
You know, they can't. But that's... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, that's just the video where I was like, what is going on?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, even just watching it, I watched it a couple times. Like, I can't even process what is going on. That's why I'm like, that firework is broken. Like, it went up, it was supposed to explode, and it just doop, doop, doop,
here's
doop,
what it could be, too.
And I was just like,
what? That was that Facebook one you sent us, right?
Yes.
The one now, I sent here's to the what that chat. One could be, and I'll look at it here, and I can probably give you a good idea what it is. But a lot of misidentified objects that are flying is thank you to Elon Musk and Starlink. They shoot up constantly out of Florida, constantly out of California, and those are being misidentified. They leave a very the same pattern for all of them. It could be Starlink, 100%.
Yeah, but you would think if I don't know,
he's been fined several times for not letting the public or NASA know, so he don't give a fuck.
Must be nice to have that much money.
It's only like,
share it. Come on.
It's like $125,000 he gets fined for it each time. That's nothing to him. It's like pulling out a $10 bill for everybody else.
Right. That's like, he sold three cars.
Like, I got couch change.
Right.
Okay. I'll share my screen. My head's looking kind of funny because I have to turn my phone the other way, but
you're fine.
Okay.
Hold on one sec.
I always did think it was a little odd shaped, but.
Oh, shut up.
Share it. It won't let you. NSA, man. They're fucking on it.
They're like, nope, delete it. Like,
you are sharing.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
I'll just play it. It's fine.
I can't mute the volume.
It's the lovely sounds of Homeland,
Florida.
Homeland, Florida. Our Florida doesn't sound like that.
And then they just disappear.
Yeah, they're just gone. Oh, Homestead. Homestead, Watch Florida. Sorry, Homestead. there was text over it.
That doesn't look like Starlink. Starlink's, the ones that I've watched have kind of stayed together, the lines. That one, like, and then has others moving.
It was just weird. It was almost like they had some kind of control over which ones they were going to move. And this one moved and went into that one. And then that one's like, okay, now we're going to branch off. And then we're both going to move. It was just, I don't know.
I would say that was a possible drone show, but it was too high. Yeah. So they are doing drone shows instead of fireworks, at least over here, because of the fire dangers. But that was too high. So
you guys are under fire danger again?
Not right now, but over the summer. They did a bunch of drone shows. So
happy 4th of July. Look at the drones.
Yay. Right. Yeah.
I remember when they used to do laser shows.
It was
kind
of funny. Well, I think the biggest funny, like the funniest part of it is that it ended up looking like a penis.
Yeah, somebody posted that.
Oh, that is awesome.
So yeah, that doesn't look like Starlink. That's crazy.
It's just weird.
It's way weird.
I saw that and I was like, I have to share this because I don't, like, someone explain it to me. Like, I have to know what is going on. What is that? It doesn't make sense.
A lot of shit going on in the air right now. And how much is happening that they're not saying?
Yeah. Right.
Or how much is going on that people can't see with the naked eye?
Right.
Right.
I mean yeah. They've talked about many, you know, freaking aircrafts coming into our airspace. And freaking nobody can see it because it's cloaking until it's like on top of you. And then the radar picks it up. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm torn. I don't know if it's a political thing or if it's actually the end's here.
Does it make you wonder too, like in the other countries, are they dealing with the same thing?
It's a good question.
Or, well, you know, what's interesting is my boss's daughter just got hired on as a civilian for Space Force.
Oh.
To do defensive counter-terroristic stuff in space.
Yeah.
100%. That is her job. Is she is a defensive counter-terroristic person for space.
Like, there was a video I just watched a few days ago where a satellite was up in space and an object starts approaching it. And the satellite actually had a defense system that shot a missile at it. And as soon as we shot the missile, that thing, because they thought it was a meteor. It's a meteor defense system to knock meteors from hitting the satellite.
Yeah.
And it was coming. It looks like a meteor at first. As soon as they shoot the missile, that sucker zigzags and fucking boogies. It's not a meteor. It's gone. One of the coolest videos. And luckily some people recorded it because it was deleted from the internet, of course. But yeah, it was really neat. Really neat.
Wow.
So I would love to hear the stories from those people at Space Force for sure.
Yeah.
It just sounds cool. What do you do? I work for Space Force. I protect the galaxy.
I would like
Guardians of the galaxy.
It'd be cool to work for that, but I also don't think I could also live that life.
A lie. Everything's a lie. Live
that secret. Because, you know, my uncle's brother worked for Area 51 and he can't say a word. He couldn't say a word at all.
Yeah.
You know, even when they like got him drunk, they try to get stories out of him. And he's like, you know, I can't say a word. Like, literally can't say a word.
Locked down.
It would be hard to know things and not be able to talk about them.
Just so everyone knows. What airline flies from area or from Las Vegas to Area 51? Anybody?
The Jenny.
Spirit.
Alien.
Amber has it because I told her before, but it's
the plane. You mean?
Yeah, the airline is called Janet. So if anybody wants to look it up, it is called Janet. It's only to fly from Vegas to there, but they named it. So,
bro, that was really random.
Just so you know, I just wanted to put that out there.
Cool. All right. Shout out to Janet Airlines.
Right? It only has one flight. One flight in, one flight out.
There you go.
That's
what kind of plane they got.
We were talking about it because my brother's uncle, I mean, my uncle's brother passed away. We found out the same day that my grandfather went into the hospital. So, and yeah, he was saying, like, you know, to go to Area 51, you can't take anything. You get searched and everything. All you can have is an ID. You can't have a pen. You can't have a piece of paper. You can't have anything. And you're in the plane. There's no windows, no nothing. You go, you work, and you come home. You have to take a bus to get to there. You get in the plane, no windows. You get there. work.
No, thank you.
See, because you're not going to Area 51. You're going somewhere else because it's all blacked out and dark, and you think you're going.
You really would. Yeah, you wouldn't know. Yeah.
But you're not. You're going somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good chance. And you could be going to S4, which is the one that's 50 miles south or north of Area 51, yeah, where
exactly
it's believed that they yep truly hold everybody. So yeah, they'd be like, oh, we're going to Area 51, but you're actually going to S4. Which we mm-hmm looked up S4 and Area 51 on Google Maps. Or not Maps. What was the other one? Back in the day, all the kids would use it. Earth. Google Earth. And a lot of it's blocked out. So, mm-hmm, well, they're actually getting pretty good. At the top layers, it just looks like desert. But as you scroll down, you can see that they have added a layer to block it to look like the desert. But it's definitely blurry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
But even if you go over Area 51, you can see that it looks like they digitally copied a layer next to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see where it's like another layer has been laid next to it.
What's crazy is the people that do find these things that sit, you know, on the computer all day, because at different, each one's a photo at a different layer. And sometimes they miss covering a layer. And that's how those guys find secret shit, is they find the layer that they forgot to, you know, disguise, and it's just one fucking perfect spot and you can see it all. Yep. And those guys, you know, fucking hats off to them. I couldn't sit there for hours just going, barely touching, you know, the mouse to go down and down.
Yep.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Hats off to them with their hot pockets in mama's secrets basement.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of secrets that, you know, to be so quiet. But it'd be cool to know those secrets, but to not be able to tell people those would be really hard, you know?
I think you'd get used to it. My problem would be is that you're just a pawn as well. So even though you know secrets, you don't know all the secrets. Some people know certain secrets. It's like a game of chess of who knows what. And that's, they want it right that way. That way, nobody knows it all.
Yeah, and you just can't say nothing to nobody.
Right?
Yeah, so you can't sit and compare notes like, ooh, like what do you have?
Yeah.
This is what I got today.
Just like DIA.
Together.
When we talked about DIA and they built it, the contractors for the tunnels were only there for 4 months at a time. And it was very suspicious that they constantly were going through contractors to build it, but it makes sense now. Nobody knows exactly what goes on down there because they only built a part of it, of a little section.
Right.
Well, and they're still doing that with the main terminal. I mean, look at how many contractors have been through the main terminal just to remodel it.
Tons. And they have spent so much ridiculous money on something that didn't need to be fixed or changed. What's going on there, you know?
Well, DIA sucks.
Well, it does suck.
It really needs to be changed. Like,
it does, but what they're doing doesn't make any goddamn sense. They're not changing what needs to be changed.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it's interesting. I don't know if it's balloons, UFOs. The fucking world is weird right now.
It always has been.
Yeah,
it just gets weirder and weirder
as right
the years go on. It's just
I feel like they're trying to cover something up, but it's just, what are they trying to cover up? They're always trying to cover something up. Always.
Yeah. And thank God for internet nowadays, because everyone can find the truth somehow. You know, back in the day, it was easy to hide.
There's nowhere men in black coming to your doors.
No, because everyone talks about it. I mean, even people who don't believe in aliens, UFOs are like, yeah, maybe it's a UFO. I mean, you can't stop the information being passed to each other anymore. Like you said, the dude's not showing up at my door to threaten me. Because it doesn't fucking matter. Because everyone's seeing it. Everyone's believing it. You know?
It's funny. When you say UFO, I always go back to like the alien thing. But it's not necessarily an alien thing. No. It's like, it's just any unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
There's unidentified flying objects all over the place. All the time.
And like, but you said,
when you label it a UFO, then it starts getting into your brain like, okay.
Aliens.
UFO means, you know, like some other, you know, life being whatever, you know. So once you
label it conditioned UFO, you get people to UFO think
differently
as an alien.
Totally.
Instead
totally
of just saying, oh, there's just an unidentified flying object, when you literally, if you label it UFO, people are starting to think, Okay, so what's going on? Like, what is it?
Right.
Like, are there aliens? Are there, you know, different life forms? Like, it's not just a flying object. Now you put something else. Yeah, you put something else in their brain because you wouldn't say the whole. You had to acronym it, and they're like, "Oh shit, alien attack!" Right. No, it's just there's things floating out and flying around that we don't know. Hence the UFO, but the way they say it, we're trained to think that way.
Yeah,
100%. Because it could just be Russia, it could be North Korea, it could be our own planes. It's just unidentified. It could be an alien spacecraft. We just don't know. You know. Yeah. And I agree with you. Yeah, when you say UFO, immediately everyone's alien, and it's not. Right. It could be fucking anything.
It's part of the Martian.
Right, could be somebody threw a hell of a frisbee. Who knows? I mean,
wow, a frisbee that
I'm like, dang, that's impressive,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
dang, if you're throwing a frisbee that high, then you better be in the world record or in the Olympics,
one or the other.
You better be getting paid for that arm.
I'm sure you know what the Guinness Book of World Records, it really isn't a thing anymore.
They still make a book every year.
They still make a book every year. I think it's just
really.
It's when we were kids, you're into those things more. I used to have that book when I was like 12.
I got my kid a book every Christmas. They would get a new one.
But. I used to watch the show where the people tried to beat
it. Yeah. If you watch Dude Perfect, they break the records all the time. They bring that guy on all the time. Yeah, they break records all the time.
Dude Perfect.
Oh, dude, they're fun to watch. You got to watch these guys. I will put a huge shout out to them because they are very family friendly and they refuse. They have turned down like literally hundreds of millions of dollars of ad space for liquor, cigarettes, all that. They refuse to be any part of that. They're like a very church family friendly. I love those guys.
Kids were so into that forever.
Yeah. Those guys are awesome. They're fun to watch. And they're just good. Good fucking people.
They're pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch Dude Perfect, dude. Watch. Okay. You got to watch the first episode, though, from when they started in their backyard like 10 years ago.
What is it on?
YouTube.
They just do fucking trick shots and all this crazy shit. But they start in their backyard with like basketball shots, like over their house.
They're just trying to break records. And
now they just
they're having fun. They're just friends having fun. It's kind of like, what is the show that we always watch, babe? The Four Friends, Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
It's like that, but they're doing trick shots and they're doing, you know, more athletic things. They're not just walking around making people laugh.
Right, right.
Okay.
I know, it was a little off topic, but those guys are awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was funny with everything going on that I had read this article on Paul and I watched a video on Paul Benowitz and him talking about an invasion, you know, and him cracking those codes. So it was like, fuck, are we getting invaded? You know, I don't think so, but do I think maybe if it is UFO, like actual alien UFOs, maybe they're testing the waters?
Well, how about this? If we get invaded, we'll be the first ones to be like, Troy, you called it.
I called it, dude. Fucking right here. Right before they destroy us.
Before I die.
if we get invaded, we're going to sacrifice you, Troy, and let you go.
Please do. I will breed with them.
Sacrifice to the higher god.
Right? Right.
Stream it.
Have a Troy. You get a Troy.
I need to put a little beam hit me while I do that. But I don't know, man. It's crazy. And I know many people have said that, like, the nuclear, we've talked about in the past with the nuclear plants that UFOs have visited it, because they have mentioned that, you know, aliens are trying to save us from destroying ourselves and blah, blah, blah.
That's a good point. Have you read about heard about the power plants in Ohio that are blowing up and turning into like Three Mile Island and Chernobyl and all of that?
Yes. All of that area.
Crazy.
Michigan has all of a sudden have all these train derailments. Again, that may be political and stuff, but then the Ohio power plants. There's a lot of shit going on in this world right now. My kids
actually asked me about if I knew about all the train derailments. I did not.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about them.
Oh, yeah. And now, like, all of fucking Michigan's water is all fucked again.
So is this because the president's dumb? It's trying to tell us that the president's fucking us over?
No, oh, I think they're just trying to get Michigan off the map because it needs to go.
Right. At least Detroit. Too, at least Detroit get that.
I don't know. I don't know. I live under a rock, so I don't know anything about anybody right now.
This is my, like, I go through the news feeds on the shitter. This is where I get it all.
And he's well, you are on there a long time. And in there for a long time.
Right. Now, news feeds, man. I get caught in these stories and I'm reading it, like the Michigan shit. I'm like,
he's like, my feet are turning purple, but I gotta read this.
I gotta read this. Now their water's ruined.
I mean, he does tell me he has to shit like 10 times a day. So
that's because he's full of it.
He's got those hospital leg things that massage it.
So massage it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't get a fucking blood clot. Yeah.
Blood clot while you're on the toilet.
That's all right, man. Fucking COVID's already gonna get me with that blood clot. So,
oh, yeah.
Well, the shot. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure we've had COVID two or three times now.
I've had it like three. The shot will get me the blood clot. Sorry.
Yeah. Fuck the shot.
Yeah.
Not to go back down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But do you remember when we were in Denver and they were doing the shots at the Pepsi Center?
Yes.
And people started fucking like falling out. And yes. They're like, oh, no more. We're shutting it down.
They shut it down because people were fucking like passing out, and it wasn't because of the shot. They were literally like fucking dying at Pepsi Center over the shot, and they literally shut the
Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah,
and nobody talks about the Johnson and Johnson shot anymore,
right?
It's not around.
Well, and they don't have to because the government gave them immunity. All shots were given immunity.
Of course,
anything that's defined as a federal medical issue, and they are given the right to do a vaccine, you can't touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Complete garbage. But and like, again, to go back on to what we are talking about, maybe they're seeing the fucking end of our world. Maybe they're seeing these guys are fucked, we're screwed, which I totally get.
Yeah, so let's map it out and see where we can start.
Right can we go take it now, because it is vulnerable. America, the world, everywhere is vulnerable right now. Everyone's fighting with themselves. Every politician's garbage. Fucking, I mean, if you actually look deep on the news, you'll see all these riots and all this shit going on around the world that's no longer on the news. It's just become old news because it's fucking every day now. It's, you know, it's like a school shooting in Colorado.
If they're flying around the whole world, right now, scoping it out, they're going to hit Turkey first, because poor Turkey has been hit the fucking earthquake after earthquake lately. Yeah,
Turkey's done. I haven't even heard anything on Turkey. What's happening
in Turkey? Oh, my God. They've had a few like fucking 40... earthquakes.
Sounds yummy.
I have to make dinner after this. I'm so hungry. I'm like, no.
There's like 43,000 people that are dead from multiple earthquakes in Turkey.
And I read the news every day, and I have no idea.
It's happened over the last couple.
Young Jamie, like, check it out.
Yeah.
That's right, Young Jamie. So, exactly. So
you just read that later when you're on the shitter, dude.
You're right. Well, she
disappeared.
I haven't seen it. Instead, I see fucking, you know, who Kim Kardashian's fucking now. And that's the problem.
My God.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. Because no one should give a kid, like, no one should give a shit about people's relationships. I keep hearing on the radio, I keep hearing about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes. How he's cheating with the guitarist. I've seen 20 articles on that. Nothing about Turkey.
Right,
but
I don't care.
You know those fuckers in space are paying attention to the real shit, and so they're like, "Yeah, they're screwed, man. Let's get in there, fucking take it out."
Right.
That's the stuff that makes me go: is there intergalactic issues going on that we're about to see? I don't know.
Don't worry about our blimps and balloons and space aircraft. Look at Machine Gun Kelly over here,
and his guitarists are fucking. Well, yeah, of course they're celebrities. They're fucking everybody.
Yeah,
I just.
They are. They're always just trying to avert our attention somewhere else. Like, let's find something that's going to grab their attention so we can do something else.
Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest one I can think of is, do you remember downtown Nashville around the elections? There was a van and it had an audible.
Yes.
Recorded message. I said, this is a bomb. It's going to explode.
Yes.
Leave.
Hmm.
But it was only an EMP. It was only an electromagnetic field that went off. It didn't destroy buildings.
It took out their infrastructure. It
destroyed all of the
electrical
stuff that was stored for the elections for Trump.
Yes.
And Biden. And all of a sudden, nobody talks about the bomb that went off in Nashville.
I forgot about that. And that's what they talked about those balloons possibly doing. If you were to put an EMP into our skies over, and now you're not going to take out the whole US, but if you were to put it in over Colorado, you could take out all of Denver's fucking electrical. So that means no more communications, police, fire, all that's gone. Okay. That's done. And it's done for like several days.
And Colorado has a really big military infrastructure in it.
Huge. I mean, we got NORAD. I mean, you take out NORAD with the EMP. Yeah. I don't know if NORAD, because if you don't know NORAD,
give people ideas.
Yeah, it's built into It's built into a mountain to withstand nuclear, a nuclear attack. But can it stop an EMP attack? I don't know. Because their towers are outside of the fucking
thing. There's towers and electrical wiring that's going out and sending out signals. And
I feel like an EMP could take out NORAD. And NORAD is the one that found all these traveling over the U.S.
Well, so, it should. That's the point.
Well, that's of it now. Yeah, that's its job.
I have a question.
It's not a fallout bunker anymore.
It's a tiny bit off subject, but it's still into the balloon thing. Did anyone else think of when we were talking about, or when we saw clips of like the balloons being shut down or shot down? When was it? It was it was years ago, but like that little kid that was inside.
It was 13 years ago.
The balloon boy. Was it 13 years ago?
Like, did anyone else think about that? I did. And you know, we've talked about it on this show. We talked about it on the show for the Mandela effect, because Amber and I remember Landon being born during it, because we were it was on the TV in the hospital room and everyone was watching it while she's giving birth. But when you go back, the date doesn't match up for when it actually occurred.
It says it happened on the 16th.
Yeah. And that was not.
You don't know what we're talking about?
No, I'll have to look into it. I don't remember that.
Colorado Balloon Boy.
Yeah, I just remember it looked like a big fucking Jiffy Pop. Wasn't it like aluminum looking?
Like thing.
It looked like a UFO saucer.
Oh, yeah.
Was like that the kid was supposedly in. And he never was, but everyone thought he was. But
everyone thought that he was
inside. How do we get him down?
Yeah.
Yep, I remember. Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right.
I remember.
I thought about that when the
balloon
thing came up.
I did, too.
Is it one of those things again?
Right. Amber, did you find it?
Yeah. Could you see me at all?
No, you.
No, just you went.
Said A.
So I. So yeah, you can't see me. So it was just saying that Turkey and Syria got hit with two earthquakes on Monday, a week after it was hit with another earthquake that had killed 47,000 people.
You're not hearing shit about that either. I haven't heard a fucking thing.
I mean, I heard about it, but
one out of four, and literally,
Machine Gun Kelly.
I have seen so much on that.
Yeah,
so much. It's stupid.
I haven't heard about much about that, but I've also had a lot of other things going on. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, don't bring adulting into this conversation,
right?
That is not
the aliens are about to kill us.
Dave Hollis, okay? Dave Hollis has been more important.
Yeah, that's sad.
That is a freak accident.
That's sad. I know.
I don't know who that is.
He
is a very inspirational, motivational speaker.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, he was Disney's one of the CEOs.
Don't bring up Disney.
I know.
And I'm so pleased that everybody keeps talking about Disney. He hasn't even been with, and people are like,
for like 20 years.
Disney does that to you. He hasn't been with Disney in a long fucking time.
Right. He's written some books that are really good. I listened to one of the books and it was really fucking good.
I mean, he's been an inspirational person for a long time. And they said he's been in the hospital for heart conditions, blah, blah, blah. I know that he was sick right at Thanksgiving with, you know, and he had, you know, had COVID or whatever. And then all of a sudden, boom, he died. He had been in the hospital with heart cut stuff. And then he died Saturday night at home.
A lot of fucking weird deaths like that.
There's been a lot of deaths lately, too.
Next episode may just have to be a conspiracy fucking theory of what's going on in this world.
Everything's been heart related. All of it.
I know. It's just hard because that gets real political real fast. But
yeah.
Anything else on these balloons? Adam, final thought for you. What is it?
again, I think it's the smoke show. Like, look over here, look at this, you know, don't pay attention to the right, what's going on over here, because, you know.
Right.
I need to see what they look like, because I really don't know what they look like.
Honestly. You only know what one looks like. They have kept the others quiet.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they just recover all the pieces of the first balloon shot
and
down?
And that one looks like a balloon. It totally was a balloon. But beyond that, the second, there's no video or photos.
What color is the balloon? Does it look like those white big balloons you can get at the Army surplus store?
No. No.
It just looks like a huge white latex balloon.
And it had the pictures of it. It has something underneath it.
Yeah.
And it's believed that it was a bomb. I don't know. But there is like objects underneath it. Probably one's a camera, whatnot. But so you think it was just smoke show, Adam?
I mean, that's a bomb. I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah,
I heard that's pretty legit. If you're going to go like old school with a balloon and like, hey, we're just going to float this over you, then boop. Like,
yeah,
damn,
it's ballsy.
No. Where was it heading, and why didn't it explode?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because they shot it down before.
Yeah.
You would think if they shot it down, that it would explode.
Yeah.
Malaysia Flight 370. Wherever the hell that is where the balloon was going. They're just going to take the rest of the Malaysia flight out that nobody ever found.
Fucking Bermuda Triangle, bro. Everything ends there.
See? Hey, we're out here solving shit. That's what we do.
Again. We have solved many big cases in our past. So if you haven't looked back,
all the way up in Canada.
No, that was the second one that was shot in Canada.
Where was the first one?
Florida. Over Florida, North Carolina.
No,
North Carolina,
North Carolina,
Myrtle Beach area.
Yeah, the second one that was shot over Canada. Even though we don't work in Canada, and if you've ever listened to the press secretary's explanation of why we shot down an object over Canada, it's pretty fucking funny because she's a moron. But it was just funny.
Airspace.
Right. Yeah. Well, she's like, well, we're like kind of like one big family, and she just stumbled over herself with stupidity. But because everyone's like, why are we shooting down shit over Canada? Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's we kind of protect Canada because they're attached to us. Nobody's going to attack them. We would have to fight, but I don't think we're out there sending F-15s to Canada to help them. They have their own planes that could have done this. Why were we there?
I'm just saying, Mexico's attached to us, and we're not sending F-15s down to the cartel going across the border.
Right, right.
We don't.
There is no border anymore. Haven't you heard that?
Oh, my bad. My bad. We're going to send F-15s to Canada to shoot down a balloon.
Right. Bringing over the cocaine. Illegal
crossing.
Right.
It's good. It's good.
It's all good, man. See? Aliens are entering every day.
No matter which way you go.
Amber, I'm pretty sure he made one of those a U.S. citizen, so he can shut the front door.
Right. This is true. This is true. So, Mish, what do you think? Damn. Final thoughts.
I don't know. It could be China. It could be nothing. It could be
everything.
It's smoke. I really do think that it's look over here while we do this over here. You know, let's distract you while we're doing other things. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, I also do think that China is ballsy enough to do some bullshit like that. So it could be a spy balloon.
Hey, why don't we have Brandon on here? I want to know his thought on what he thinks it is.
There is a child knocking on the door.
My Brandon.
Yeah.
Our door?
Let me see if I can get him on real quick. We can finish it out with him.
I told them while we were doing podcasts. I don't know why they would.
There's a child on whose door?
Adam's talking to one of them. I don't know. It's one of ours.
Wait, he has a door? Where's he at?
He's in our bedroom.
Oh.
I'm in the closet.
I'm in the basement.
It's my little party spot.
While I'm waiting for Brandon's message back, Amber, what's your final thoughts on this?
I feel like they're blowing smoke. Okay. I just feel like Brandon would have like a really good like philosophical reason. Right. I mean, he was talking about the guns and how they were like the gun control. They were talking about it with all the shootings lately. And but they're all like all the politicians are all wearing like the guns on their propels, you know?
Right.
I mean, he's very smart about this. I would love to know what his ideas are on it.
Yeah. Well, let me see if I can get him on for like 2 minutes. But I'll put a shout out to his page. Let me put a shout out to his page real quick. So Brandon is a very political person, but he's super fucking smart. Like the guy is one of the smartest guys I know. So if you get a chance on Instagram or Facebook, well, go Instagram or TikTok. It'd be the Insolent Bard is his page. And his shit's funny. He makes it fun though too. But it's very political, but it would be a good one to bring in on this balloon thing. So I will mute myself for a second and call him and see if I can get him on for a brief moment.
Okay.
All right. He finally muted himself.
Hallelujah. Now we can talk all this shit about him. Him and his.
Right.
He's the only one doing it. I'm just saying. Neither.
I'm really curious to go back and look at the video and see if it's us who's freezing or if it's him who's freezing.
Right. See, like right now, he hasn't moved one fucking bit. Oh, his eyes.
His eyes are going.
His eyes are blinking.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dark. He's black. I don't see him.
Really?
Oh, now I see him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's making.
He's like, what's up, homie?
Are you better?
Yeah, I feel like there's some. I feel there's weird stuff always going on with our government that I just don't trust anything that any of them say anymore.
Exactly right.
I feel like they're always trying to bamboozle us.
Right. Yeah. And they get so upset when people talk shit about the government and this and that. Well, you do it to yourself. You don't let us in on the real shit. You know?
The real shit.
Well, he didn't answer, but we'll get him on one of these shows. Maybe the conspiracy theory one would be a good one. We can get him on fully.
Yeah.
Because, like, he loves all that shit, too. He loves conspiracy theories, whether it's, you know, the Masons and all that stuff. But then he's got the political aspect. Super smart guy. But for me, I'm with the rest of you. I think it's a smoking show. I don't think any of this is an alien invasion. I think if they're going to do it, they would just come in and fucking start bombing us and start whooping the shit out of us. And
they just put a big old condom up in the air.
Right.
Well, I agree the whole alien invasion thing that you said, but I don't believe that, you know, there's UFOs, but you have to say it as unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, totally. I just don't think.
Not to be confused with the green aliens.
Yeah. Will they attack us someday if they exist? Probably. But I don't think that's what's happening now.
They exist and they've been saying it for so long, why wouldn't they have attacked us already is my question.
Because I think we're taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
I think they're
but
just
yeah,
like,
I mean, we're already taking care of ourselves. Why would they need to attack us?
Exactly. So I don't know. If we don't get shit together, I think they'll just watch us fucking die out like every other civilization before us. There's a reason that we are repeating history because it's always fucking happening. At some point, our civilization will be gone. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. It will end. Whatever the reason may be, we do it to ourselves, meteor, dinosaurs come back. I don't know, but it'll happen. We will be gone. So we're not
if
even...
If dinosaurs come back, I would like to be around for that because that'd be pretty fucking awesome.
I mean, when you actually talk about civilization, we are one of the shortest living civilizations right now. There have been civilizations who lived a lot longer than we did, and they are gone. So,
yeah.
All right. Hey, Adam, go ahead and end this bad boy. Words of wisdom. What's the wisdom?
How did I sound like President Biden?
No, that would be. Debbie, hey, thanks y'all for taking so long because we need to monitor our borders because we have endangered. From
anybody
multiple directions.
I will stop it. love it.
And if anybody decides to
make sure you put your pants on.
I will
right,
put my foot down and stop it before it ever happens.
You got that, Jack? I love when he says Jack. It fucking makes me laugh. Got that, Jack. Well, hey, we'll end it on that note. But yeah, thanks for everyone.
Thanks for tagging along with Coltrane.
And if you don't like and subscribe, I will veto that.
Oh, see you next time.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye. Bye. All right. Bye.